Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. So Mike Sempervivi, as you are probably aware, has moved on to an excellent shoot job. And so, in his absence, Filthy Tom will be joining us every Monday and every Wednesday. That's the plan. Lance Storm will be joining us every Tuesday and every Friday. That's the plan. Of course, there will be changes here and there based on who's working where, doing whatever. And Thursdays, I'll be solo if I am here. But that's the day I plan to be doing interviews, so we'll try to get some folks on for interviews to pass the time on Thursdays. So that's the plan going forward, which means Tom is here today. And Tom and I had a very busy weekend. Went to Spokane for Relentless Wrestling. And Tom somehow wrestled. We interviewed Kurt Angle for a live podcast. It was a lot of fun. So we can talk about all of that. And then we'll get into all of the news today, because there's plenty to talk about. There's Raw. SmackDown was this past weekend. Some of you may have seen Collision. I have not. As of this exact moment, it is not on Max yet. You still cannot watch it on Max. It's like a mystery show. So we'll tell you about that and all of the rest of the news, lineups, and plenty more. If you want to send a text to myself and Filthy, the phone number, the text message line, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. That is F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo as well. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Get a $10 Cameo. They're a lot of fun. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. Man, what a weekend we had, Tom. How you holding
sure
up?
We sure did. We sure did. Wherever you are out there, I hope it's sunny. And if it's not, I hope it's sunny inside your mind. We had a sunny, well, not really, weekend in Spokane, but it was sunny inside because we got to interview Olympic gold medalist, multi-time world champion, one of the best wrestlers of all time, Kurt Angle.
Yes, we did.
At Relentless Monumental 2 on Saturday. So I can check that off the bucket list of items that I didn't know I needed to do, but, you know, It was a great time, Brian.
It really was. I want to thank everybody at Relentless for setting that up. And, man, it was weird. Got to interview Kurt Angle. I was like, I probably should have been, like, nervous about it or whatever. But it was, like, one of those deals when, like, you ask, hey, you want to, they're going to have Kurt there. You want to do a podcast with him? It was like, sure. Like, what could be easier than interviewing Kurt Angle? Like, I knew you kind of were a little bit trepidatious. Like, are we going to be able to go an hour? I was like, I knew this guy could talk. I knew this would be the easiest hour. And, man, it flew by. And then when the hour was over, we, like, got to open up the questions to the people that that attended. And, man, they had great questions, too. It was a really fun 90 minutes. And I can happily announce here, I would like to shut down some fake news on the Twitch chat here. I have been provided the audio.
Oh, yes.
I will be putting it up later this afternoon for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com. It'll also go up on the YouTube and the Spotify and the Apple Podcasts feeds. So if you subscribe to any of those are just $9.99. F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify. The audio will go up on YouTube, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, or WrestlingObserver.com. And it's a great 90 minutes. He was awesome. Now, how do you feel?
Not too great. I mean, to be fair, I was missing in action last week because I was on the road. Saturday, I had to go back up Matt Riddle as he defended the MLW world title against Donovan Dijak. Sunday, I flew, that was in Chicago. Sunday, I flew to New Jersey, where I, you know, got to fight in front of our buddy Orange Crush.
Yeah.
World-renowned artist. Got to ply my trade in his stomping grounds as I fought the one called Manders for the WXW world title. Then I drove 6 hours up to Beyond Wrestling, peeked my head in, scared the promoter thinking he had booked me without knowing. And I said, hey, I'm going to go see my family. 2 days later, flew to Chicago for an interview for Ring of Honor, which is co-promoting the Action Dean show this Saturday ahead of AEW Double or Nothing in Glendale, Arizona. Then I flew to Cleveland, wrestled Friday night at the AIW 20th anniversary show. Not 20th show, 20 years of Absolute Intense Wrestling in Cleveland, a packed house at the Globe Iron. And then, as you mentioned, Relentless 2 Saturday night, where not only did we interview Kurt Angle, but then I wrestled my arch nemesis, one of my greatest foes, TJP.
Definitely one of your greatest working foes. Dude, we did that Kurt Angle interview, and, you know, you are so physically messed up. Like, you're out of alignment. You're like a, you look like a Z when you stand up, the letter Z. And, I mean, Kurt Angle's moving better than you. He's talking about his neck is completely fused. Like, it's all bone. There's nothing in there. Like, he can't even get a disc replacement. It's just a straight line down his neck. He's got both of his knees replaced. He needs both of his shoulders replaced. And he's moving way better than you. And, like, we were walking from where we were going to interview him to the backstage area. And you're, like, hobbling. And one of the guys comes up and he says, are you his bodyguard? And at first it was funny. And then I thought, I actually might be at this point more appropriately Tom's bodyguard than usually it's vice versa. When are you getting this looked at, dude?
How much dead air do you want to eat?
Dude, you have to at least have an appointment. Please. No?
Let's move on. I just got home. I just got home yesterday.
Late last night. I got a guy up here. You should have stayed in Seattle. He might have helped. Oh, man. Raw is tonight. What a segue that is. Actually, we should talk about the big news, which is sad news. Mike Raybeck wrestled for years in Northern California as Mike Diamond, and Max Justice passed away after being hit by a vehicle while riding his bike home from work on May 9th, believed to be 63. A regular for Roland Alexander's All-Pro Wrestling with the likes of Mike Modest, Tony Jones, Vic Grimes, Aaron O'Grady, the former Crash Holly, Vinny Massaro, Robert Thompson, and others. And for the last 16 years, worked for the city of Hayward as a maintenance mechanic. They discussed his death at the city council meeting Tuesday, lowered all the flags at the property in his honor. He was 6'5", 260. He was the APW Universal Champion 5 times, was in Beyond the Mat. And last night on the show, I had no memory of this whatsoever. But I was in a battle royal at the first King of Indies, the original King of Indies. They had a battle royal before the show. And I was in there with Max Justice. And apparently I chopped him really, really hard. And Dave was like, oh, my God, everyone around me was like, this guy's going to kill Brian. And he didn't. He was the nicest guy. He just was just a match. I had no problems whatsoever. Yeah, that's the only time I was ever in the ring with old Max Justice. And he only wrestled for about a year afterwards, but it was like all in Noah. He went to Noah and had a whole bunch of multi-person matches and then I guess just decided, I'm done. And he was out of there. He had been turned down by WWF and then obviously WCW was out of business. And so I guess he just figured, you know, get a real good job. And he did. And was very well liked in that job. So all the best to the friends and family of Max Justice. Sad story. And it sucks. Because, you know, as we talked about also last night, we did the update on Jim Ross, who has been diagnosed with colon cancer, and his wife passed away the same way. Not on a bike. She was on a...
scooter, I believe.
Yeah, I forget exactly what they were called. There was a specific name for them. But, yeah, some kid hit her as she was riding back from the gym. So it's always weird because, like, I do a lot of walking, and you're always supposed to, like, walk on the same side as, like, traffic is going, you know? But I always walk on the other side because, like, I want to see the traffic coming at me because, you know, maybe some person's, like, you can see that they're driving weird and you, like, get out of the way. You can't see that when, like, you're walking with the flow of traffic and the cars are, like, coming behind you. So I always kind of thought maybe, like, the pedestrians, you should walk on the other side so, like, you can see what's coming at you as opposed to, you know, it's because that's what usually happens is people are hit from behind. Somebody's on their phone or whatever and, you know, they go over the line and boom, it's all over. And the person walking or whatever on that side, they can't see anything. They're just, like, walking like they're supposed to. So I always, man, I don't like that, but all the best to both of them, obviously. Jim Ross as well. And then we have well, so far it's good news. I'm going to read more about this after the break because I learned something here today. But Darby Allin did summit Mount Everest. First wrestler ever to make it to the top of Mount Everest. And now he's on the way down. And we're going to talk about that after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We got a lot here in this chat. So a lot of people are alerting me you're supposed to walk towards traffic and not with traffic. Although we have another person here who says they've changed it in some place where they want you to walk the other way now. Here's all I can tell you. Is around here, everybody walks with traffic. And I don't know why. Whether they're supposed to or not, I don't know. And then some people are saying you're supposed to walk against traffic, but if you're on a bike, you go with traffic.
Yes.
Well, even to me, like, even a bike should be on the other side because, like, you know, Jan Ross was on a Vespa, you know, and, you know, still it's... And I always thought it was, I don't know, I don't want to make light of it, but like, if you ever read the incident reports from the police, they always describe it as car versus bike, like it was some sort of fight. And the point is the bike never wins. So I don't care if a bike is considered a vehicle. It's like, man, you're on that bike and someone is not paying attention and they run into you, you're done. It doesn't matter if what you're riding is considered a vehicle. So anyway.
If there are no sidewalks on the road, you should walk facing oncoming traffic.
But on sidewalks, you can go the same direction?
I guess.
Because they presume nobody not paying attention has ever run onto a sidewalk? Anyway. So Darby made it up, and then I learned today that actually, you know, everyone was concerned about him climbing to the top. The bigger issue, apparently, is coming down. At least four people have died climbing Everest this season. Others still reported missing. 468 climbing permits have been issued. More than 200 summits have been logged, including 135 on Sunday, which is the day he made it. They had a very, very nice weather day. And so, like, a ton of people made it up that day. Subrata Ghosh, a 45-year-old veteran climber, from India, is believed to have died in the death zone during his descent. Philip Santiago, the Philippines, also died Wednesday. And another Indian climber reached the summit, but died on the way down before making it back to Camp 4. And a Romanian cameraman also died before reaching the summit. Apparently, it's more dangerous going down than up. Due to exhaustion, changing weather, and depleted oxygen levels. So, yeah, crossing our fingers, all the best, he makes it down. But that apparently is the more, it's the more dangerous journey down as opposed to up. So, all the best to Darby.
Yes, sounds like there were no issues on the way up, good weather. I mean, yeah, hopefully he makes it back down in one piece and then will he be there in time for Double or Nothing?
For Double or Nothing? I don't expect him to be at Double or Nothing. God, are you kidding me? Even if he could, it's like, let the guy go home for a few weeks. Holy smokes. So, update on Beach Break. The Collision Beach Break. So, apparently Dave tweeted a little while ago that it was up. I don't know what he's talking about. I presume he's talking about the TNT app. Because it is definitely not up on Max. I was just up there. It's still not there. And I guess, you know, during the live show, about 80 minutes in, it just stopped. And, you know, they were going to try to get a replay up, and still no replay up. And it didn't air on the West Coast. There were issues available, or there were issues on the Triller feed as well. And I don't know, man, just weird. I don't know what was up with that show. They got I guess some clips up on YouTube, but yeah.
Yeah, I watched quite a bit of the show, I guess. I guess the highlights of most of the matches on YouTube. But yeah, I'm on Max right now, and looks like the last collision they have up is 5/8/2025.
Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't hear great reviews about that particular collision. The Dynamite show was good, but you know, the people that saw, like Vinny and Craig, reviewed the first 80 minutes, and they were like, "I'm not sure we miss anything in that last 40 minutes there." So this week's collision is going to be taped on Wednesday, but will air on Thursday on TBS due to the NHL playoffs on TNT this Saturday, and to avoid going head-to-head. Golly. You know, I had a lot of fun in Spokane, and it was really cool. That Northern Quest Casino was really cool, and they had a pool, and they have this giant Kids Quest area, and I was thinking, man, you know what? These kids would have had a fun time here. And then, you know, I drove back, and it's a really cool drive from Spokane to Seattle, and there's all these towns, and I always like road trips, you know? So, you know, on the way back, I'm thinking, oh, man, it's Memorial Day weekend. Maybe we should do something really fun, like go somewhere this weekend. Then I saw the schedule. We ain't going nowhere. We got 3 hours of SmackDown on Friday. We have Saturday night's main event on Saturday. We have NXT Battleground on Sunday. We have AEW Double or Nothing on Sunday. And we have Raw on Monday. So unless somebody wants to do a bunch of shows for me this weekend, I guess I'll be sticking around. That's my Memorial Day weekend. Watching, should we add it up? If we count Collision, 2, 5, 7, 11. How long is that AEW show? 16 hours over Memorial Day weekend of wrestling I'll watch. That's not counting shows either. So, yeah. Why do we have so many shows this weekend? What's going on?
Luckily, no UFC.
I guess. I wasn't going to watch that anyway. Marcella says, something chuckle-worthy about this week's collision is that even the pirates don't have it. The pirated version that you can find online is 3/4 of the show and 1/4 of Black Adam. So maybe Tony's looking for it on the pirate sites and he can't find it. Maybe that's the problem.
Let me check the pirate site real quick and see what I can come up with. Well, you're not supposed to wait.
No, I wanted to be really awkward.
Yeah, well, it was approaching that quickly.
Yes. All right, what else do we have here? NXT on Tuesday. Joe Hendry concert. Trick Williams rap performance. So that'll be fun. Then we've got... oh, my God, there's also Under Siege. TNA Under Siege is on Friday. Forgot about that. Oh, my Lord. That's the one with Joe Hendry and Elijah versus Trick Williams and Frankie Kazarian as the main event. And Masha Slamovich against the former Alicia Fox. Nick and Ryan Nemeth versus Matt Hardy and Leon Slater, because admittedly, Jeff Hardy cannot get into Canada. And Eddie Edwards versus Cody Deaner, who I'm a big fan of, by the way. And if Cody Deaner wins, he gets a TNA contract, and if not, he has to tell his son he's a loser.
What a stipulation.
It was quite a... they had a video package for that on the show, and it was heart-wrenching. So that's that. Anyway, back to NXT. We've got the two concerts, Kalani Jordan versus Zarya, Javon versus Sean Legacy and Ashanti, the Adonis. Ooh,
you got your wish.
No, I didn't.
When I heard that match announced, I had to do a double take because I was sure, and this is not wishful thinking on my part, but I was sure that Ashanti had been cut after being kicked in the head by Carmen.
I thought for sure. Well, I thought that, like, that's the last we're going to see that guy. But they didn't cut him. He's still around.
No, instead he's put in this match.
Yes.
Which seems like it's a showcase for, I mean,
it was the only match everybody wanted to see after the Battle Royal. Yeah, I don't want to say the only one, but like everybody was begging for Javon and Sean Legacy. And the worst part is they teased it. They actually had Sean Legacy challenge Javon. Javon, like, accepted the challenge. And then Ashanti's in the thing, and they go, ah, we'll add him. I was like, oh, really? Was I too nice to the show the week before? Is that the problem? Now it's a three-way. Uriah Connors and Kale Dixon will face Bronco Neiman, Lucian Price, and Josh Briggs versus Sean Spears. What have you discovered?
Well, if you give me a few more minutes, I can tell you exactly what's on the copy.
Okay. Well, I'll do this update then. LFG is over. And the winners were Tyra Mae Steele, who is the...
excuse me, Tamara Mensa Stock.
No, she's Tyra Mae Steele.
No, she is Olympic gold medalist.
No.
In freestyle wrestling from the USA.
She's Tyra Mae Steele, who was lucky to be able to stand next to Bully Ray. That's who she is. And also, I swear to God, this is the name, Jasper Troy. Yeah. He also...
Well, he sounds like a Deep South trap rap artist.
Jasper Troy. I mean, if anything, he should be Troy Jasper. That at least, you know, sounds like an actual name. And then they also, because they can't help
sure,
themselves...
Sure, Boomer.
There's a new WWE LFG... Best Performing Team Championship belt, which was given to The Undertaker. Put that in his trophy bin. So they've already got a season two that'll be coming up.
Did Mickey James not say it's been renewed for 6-8 seasons?
Oh, my God. I don't know if we should look that far in the future after the ratings of season one. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Billy Thomas here. What have you learned?
Well, I have the full copy.
Really?
Of Collision.
Well,
yes,
that's interesting. Because I just got an update from Marcelo saying that they do now have the entire Collision. So this must have been a recent change.
No, my sources have had it since Saturday.
Your sources, I see. Okay.
Yeah. I give the Sons of Texas versus Crew match 5 stars.
You didn't even watch it. What are you talking about? All right.
I was actually there, so.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, that's, now that the episode's out there, I don't want to, bury the lead. The viewers got to go out there and watch it. I'm not going to kill the Collision rating here on this show.
All right.
By giving spoilers.
All right. No, I mean, what happened with you, geek?
Oh, I went to the bar.
You're an idiot. All right. Why don't you take us through this SmackDown report? Isn't that your beat?
It is. I'm on it. The show started, I believe it was Greensboro, one of those places in Carolina. The show started with Solo, Fatu, Jeff Cobb, Mateo coming out to the ring. Solo talked up all the things he's been doing to show Jacob that he loves him. And now he wanted Jacob to tell him that he loves him. And Jacob does, but not to the liking of Solo. He's like, I love you, Solo. And Solo's like, come on, tell me. Tell me like you used to tell me. Say it like you used to say it. And before he can, outruns LA Knight, drags JC Mateo to the floor, gives him a quick beating, and then retreats through the crowd before the Bloodline can get after him.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. I mean, not the worst name.
Nah, he should have just been JC, though.
Yeah.
A lot easier.
Go with that. JC Matanza.
Actually, that would have been awesome. That would have been awesome, actually.
Why not?
Damn it. Oh, well, too late.
Alexa Bliss defeated Chelsea Green and Mishin in a 3-way Money in the Bank qualifying match. She hit Chelsea with the Sister Abigail DDT. I thought the match was pretty good. A lot of action. Yeah, it was fine.
I didn't think it was that good. I thought it under-delivered.
Under-delivered? Yeah. What were you expecting?
I don't know. A little better.
I thought it was good.
All right.
Mishin, as always, popped me with the long back attack. Never ceases to make me laugh. Fraxium took on DIY. This was real all action. All over the place. Nathan Frazier got a hot tag, ran wild. I mean, he ran wild.
Yeah.
Got a 2
count.
This
guy needs to calm down a little bit, dude.
The vets are like, hey, brother, slow down. He got a 2 count after a running standing shooter.
He literally landed on Gargano's head twice when he wasn't supposed to. And this is coming off when he landed on Elton Prince's face and almost killed that guy. So gotta slow it down, brother. It'll still be cool running fast, but like you can slow other stuff down.
Fraxium hit a super kick brainbuster combo. Ciampa broke it up. Crowd was going wild. So was I on my comfortable chair at home. Ciampa tried to unmask Axiom, but Frazier buried him with a super kick. Gargano took him out, tried to roll up Axiom, only to be countered and pinned. And then DIY attacked Fraxium after the match, but the Motor City Machine Guns made the save. Damian Priest at a backstage promo video package. He wants a match against Drew McIntyre, a cage match. Ray Fenix, he wants to be Mr. Money in the Bank. He was telling Andrade about it. The Bloodline came up, made some disparaging comments towards him.
I love this because they make some comment, and Fenix and Andrade look at each other, and they like question each other in Spanish. They did the gimmick like they couldn't understand English, which it's an inside joke. And Solo got angry and stormed off.
Fraxium will face the Street Profits next week for the belt. They shook hands, talked some smack backstage.
For those that don't understand what I'm talking about, when Penta and Fenix first started doing AEW shows, you know, there were things that they did that they really didn't want them to do in AEW. Like, if you remember some of it, they'd do the Lucha stuff where they didn't tag and they would just get in and out or whatever. And, like, you know, and they would be talked to about it. And then that's when they would act like they didn't understand, like they didn't speak English, even though they obviously knew exactly what they weren't supposed to do. But anyway, they're not the only luchadors to pull that gimmick.
No, luchadors generally don't have a credit card for incidentals either. I wrestled on a lot of shows with Fenix and Pentagon before AEW when they were wrestling in MLW. And there's a great Hart Foundation versus Lucha Brothers match that you could go watch for the tag belts that, you know, I think that might have been one of those instances where they were saying they didn't, you know, speak the same language. But I digress. Wade Barrett did a preposterous pre-recorded interview with R-Truth. R-Truth talking about how Cena is still his hero. The John Cena that attacked him at the press conference is not the same John Cena that he knows. He doesn't want to fight John, but he's going to beat him back into his senses at Saturday night's main event, and he's going to do so with hustle, loyalty, and respect. So, R-Truth, unfortunately, suffering from the same issue as BJ Penn, it sounds like. Carmelo Hayes took on Aleister Black. Oh, both guys,
good
both
match.
Guys' offense looked good, yeah, for the 10 minutes or so until the dang Miz interfered. I'm sure you love this finish.
God.
The Miz tried to interfere. He got thwarted, and then he ran in anyways, caused the DQ. Black hit him with the Black Mass. Milo hit Aleister with the nothing but net top rope leg drop, and we moved on. Alexa Bliss approached Charlotte backstage.
Why does Alexa want to be friends with Charlotte? Can you explain this?
Yes, because she's been listening to Charlotte's interviews in all these other media outlets where Charlotte has been admittedly lonely in a lot of ways. And Alexa Bliss in this interview said,
built off
Alexa Bliss
outside, like in social media.
No, like Charlotte being on these talk shows that she's been on recently. Alexa Bliss sees that Charlotte needs a friend. That's all that it is.
No, she wants a friend.
Yes, she thinks Charlotte needs a friend, and she's willing to reciprocate and be
her
friend.
Does she know Charlotte is a heel and everybody hates her?
But she was the one who showed her attention when she was coming up in NXT.
Yeah, and Charlotte wants nothing to do with her now. Would.
That's what she thinks.
Oh, God.
Anyways, Julia's been signed to SmackDown.
Is this supposed to be leading to, like, Alexa and Charlotte as a babyface tag team? Because I got news for you. Ain't gonna work. Like, what are we doing here? Or is Alexa turning heel? Where are the Wyatts?
No. Probably just gonna be a feud.
Good.
Drew McIntyre did a promo, accepted Damian Priest's challenge for the steel cage match. Solo Sikoa defeated Rey Fénix and his own brother Jimmy Uso in a Money in the Bank qualifier. Interference abound.
Do you realize this was Solo's first victory in the year 2025? And that includes non-televised matches. This is his first win in 2025.
Boy, listen. They have done a job in short order on this Rey Fénix.
He came
in hot.
Here's the thing with
he
Rey
Fénix.
He went
to Mania.
Because I did wonder, why the hell did he not win this match? But then I realized Money in the Bank, actually several people pointed this out to me. Money in the Bank is the same day as that NXT AAA Worlds Collide. So he's almost certainly going to be on that show, and that's why he can't win and be in Money in the Bank.
Sure.
But, I mean, they could have pinned Jimmy.
Or anyone else.
Yeah.
They could have put anyone else in that match. Solo spiked Big Jim off the apron. Fénix hit the rope running super kick. And then old JC Matanza caused a distraction to Rey Fénix, allowed Solo to hit him with the spike, get the win. LA Knight then ran out, attacked the Bloodline. He had a chair, was fending him off. Nick Aldis showed up and made Knight versus Mateo on the spot. They went for a little bit. Cobb displayed his unearthly power a few times. Knight fought from underneath, made his comeback, took out Solo and Fatu on the floor with a springing crossbody, but tried to get back in the ring, and old JC Mateo caught him leaping over the ropes in the Tour of the Islands and planted him for the win.
I thought this match was good, but also, it's like, for the guy's debut, the debut of Jeff Cobb against a big star, LA Knight, it was just a very basic, almost like a house show match. And at least we got a clean finish. I mean, it certainly was nothing bad about it. It was just very much a long match that was there. I think he should have had a better debut.
I liked his outfit. The street singlet.
God.
Santos gave Angel a backstage pep talk about loyalty. Wants him to mend fences with Birdo. There was I thought it was a random Nakamura promo where he threatened the mid-card babyfaces on SmackDown, including LA Knight and Aleister Black. But actually, it wasn't random, because he will face both men next week in a Money in the Bank qualifier. And in our main event, we had a slobber knocker. Tiffany Stratton defended the women's title against the woman that she won it from, our queen, Brian, Nia Jax. Nia beat her up for the first portion of the match, ragdolled the buff Barbie around until Stratton did a Hurricane Rana, sent Nia headfirst into the post, hit a crossbody, but Nia came back, crushed her a few more times. They did a spot where, you know, Nia lifts whoever she's wrestling in the corner for a body slam, but gets reversed midair. Looked like she landed right on top of her head, almost killed the poor queen. Off with her head. As they are down, Naomi hit the ring with a chair. She got run off into the crowd by Jade Cargill. Nia then charged in the corner and missed. Tiffany hit the PME, but Nia became the first person in history to kick out at two. Tiffany went back up top. Nia pushed her to the floor, cleared the announce desk. Samoan dropped her on it. No give from the table. Indestructible. This table has been to Japan. It's been to every country around the world. Can't break this one. Nia went for the annihilator. Tiffany tried for a power bomb, and this was the best spot I've seen in 2025. Nia says, well, you know what? I'm not going up for this power bomb. Instead, I'm just going to do this annihilator anyways with you standing there. Sat down, almost put a hole in her sternum. Looked like it killed poor Tiffy. She was able to grab the ropes and break the count. Nia grabbed the belt, but this was a distraction. She grabbed the belt. She said, I'm out of here. I'm the champ. I'm leaving. Preposterous. But the ref then took the belt from her. Nia took the chair that Naomi had left on the ring, and Tiffany drop kicks this chair as hard as humanly possible. Nia is holding it the quote-unquote wrong way, so the edge of the chair bashes into her head. It explodes with blood immediately.
Why in the hell was she holding it that way? Why did Tiffany kick it so hard? I mean, her head blew out. I mean, blood everywhere.
This was sick. It was awesome. Tiffany hit the PME, retained the title, got the win. I thought it was a great main event. My kind of match.
It actually,
from start to finish.
It woke me up, I'll tell you that much, because I was pretty tired going into this one, but it woke me up. Back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. And Collision still not on Max, I've been told, as of 10 minutes ago. One of these days, we're going to get that show up, everybody. Although by the time we do, Dynamite will have occurred. It's the go-home show for the pay-per-view. And really not much announced. We've got one match. Mina Shirakawa and Julia Hart with Tony Storm on commentary. And the rest is all segments. We've got MJF signing his Hurt Syndicate contract, allegedly. I'm sure that'll go great. Mercedes Moné, Jamie Hayter face-to-face. And Hangman Page and Will Ospreay face-to-face. And should mention tonight, did I mention everything on Raw? I don't think I did. Jey Uso Braun Breaker, non-title match. Some Money in the Bank qualifiers, which we have not been alerted to as of yet. Sheamus versus Grayson Waller. AJ and Penta versus Finn and JD McDonagh. And appearances by Logan Paul. And they have teased the return of Kairi Sane. Although I was pretty much told she'll be there, but I guess anything can happen.
Well, they showed her on social media showing up to the arena.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty good chance she's going to be there on that show tonight. Know what I mean?
Yes.
All right, Tom. Anything else? What do you got coming up?
Well, nothing? This Saturday, Action Dean. One night ahead of AEW Double or Nothing, Glendale, Arizona. Filthy Tom taking on Josh Woods.
Wow. Look at that. Golly, you guys are cut from the same mold. Well, listen, we got to wrap it up. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Kurt Angle interview will be up hopefully in a few hours. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.